Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Western Pennsylvania innovations have changed the world. Consider Westinghouse's air brake, the Ferris wheel, the Jeep, and Salk's polio vaccine. But did you know that a Pittsburgher invented McDonald's famous Big Mac sandwich? Pittsburgh native Jim Delegati opened the first McDonald's in Western Pennsylvania in 1957. He and his family owned about a dozen franchises in the Pittsburgh area by the mid-1960s, but he struggled to compete with Bob's Big Boy and the Burger King chain. He proposed to company executives that they add a double patty hamburger to the McDonald's menu, something that would rival the Big Boy and the Whopper. At first, top executives weren't convinced. They worried that adding a higher-priced burger to the menu might alienate customers. But Delegati wouldn't take no for an answer and experimented with the new burger in the kitchen of his McKnight Road franchise in Ross Township. McDonald's finally gave Delegati permission to test the new product at his Uniontown store. Using only McDonald's supplies, Delegati developed a 7-ingredient double-decker hamburger. As the famous advertising jingle would later explain, the sandwich included 2 all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. On April 22, 1967, Delegati sold the first Big Mac for just 45 cents. Sales were so strong that the Big Mac went national in 1968, quickly becoming an American icon. Today, the company sells about 550 million Big Macs annually in the United States alone, and millions more in 100 countries around the world.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.